On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Transport Minister Eamon Ryan is being urged to engage with Emerald Airlines to ensure the cancellation of flights from Donegal Airport ceases. Lidl has announced the creation of new jobs in Donegal. Significant works are expected to be carried out on Donegal roads this year as €38 million in funding has been announced today. And members of the trade union FORSA are calling on Donegal County Council to highlight the need for an independent job evaluation scheme. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First in news, Transport Minister Eamon Ryan is being urged to engage with Emerald Airlines to ensure the cancellation of flights from Donegal Airport ceases. The service to Dublin did not go ahead on 12 occasions within 12 days. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty said the cancellations are causing significant disruption, particularly for cancer patients who instead had to endure a four-hour bus journey. In a statement issued yesterday, Emerald Airlines said the flights did not operate due to a technical difficulty with the designated route. Doherty says the government urgently needs to step in.
Well, it's just a completely unsatisfactory situation. We have the regional flight going from Donegal Airport to Dublin, and over a 12-day period, we've had 12 cancellations. These are people who, in many instances, are making connecting flights, who've missed them. Others are cancer patients who are assisted through the local charity in terms of subsidising their air flights, only to find out in the morning that the treatment that they're getting in St. Luke's, that they can't fly anymore, that they have to get a bus and prepare for a four-hour journey. Many of these patients aren't simply in that position. Others who are stranded in Dublin, who are told at very last minute that the plane once again is experiencing operational difficulties or technical difficulties. And, you know, we can all understand that a plane may get cancelled or a flight may get cancelled once or twice. But when we've got 12 flights cancelled over a 12-day period, it's simply unacceptable. There's a role for the government here. There's a role for the Minister for Transport, because this is a flight and a service that is subsidised by the taxpayer because of the public service obligation. And I've written to not only the Minister looking for answers in this here, but also the CEO of Emerald Airlines and Aer Lingus Regional, looking for and demanding answers on behalf of the people of Donegal.
The Taoiseach says hundreds of millions of euro can be put towards cost of living support from the new energy windfall tax. Leo Radker says the scheme will be up and running in a matter of weeks. It comes ahead of ministers meeting later this week to discuss further cost of living supports. The Taoiseach denied the government has been slow to get a windfall tax up and running.
And that is money that we didn't factor into the budget for this year. So it is additional funds that we can use to help defray the cost of living. When it comes to businesses, we acknowledge that the take-up from the TBES scheme was a fraction of what we thought it would be. So Minister McGrath and Minister Coveney are working on enhancements to that scheme.
Significant works are expected to be carried out on Donegal roads this year. It follows an investment of almost €38 million for regional and local roads in 2023. €19.3 million of the funding in Donegal has been ring-fenced for restoration and improvement works. €5 million can be spent at the council's discretion, and €2.3 million has been set aside for maintenance. Two projects are being funded under the Strategic Regional and Local Road Programme, with €2 million going towards road realignment and bridge works at Fintra, and €450,000 towards the Letterkenny Southern Relief Road. Minister Charlie McConnoch says despite today's funding allocation, he will continue to push for further investment in the county.
Every year new challenges emerge, damage emerges which has to be repaired, and the County Council has a number of priority roads on their agenda to be able to actually address this year, and also then key alongside the maintenance of the roads and restoration of the roads that need work is actually new projects as well. And I will always be fighting for more, as will the council, but what we've got is a very, very strong allocation, the fifth highest in the country, to back the council in doing what will be a very significant amount of work across the county this year. And then we'll continue to work over the course of the year to see and identify other funding streams as well, which can support the council in its work. But I think in terms of the funding allocation, it's going to back the council and ensure that the significant work happens across County Donegal during 2023.
Is there an argument for multi-annual funding that removes this big scramble to get money spent at the end of the year in fear that if we don't spend all the money, then the government may take some money back off us and give us less next year? It's not necessarily the most efficient way to run a budget. Is there an argument for that model to be reassessed and perhaps replaced?
Yes, I think there is. For larger projects in particular, I think the more long-term planning there is, the better. The vast majority of the funding is to actually maintain and improve and do smaller jobs, which make a big difference. And it tends to be annual recurring funding. It's on an annual basis you seek to maximise the funding that's there and ensure that Donegal gets a really good share of what the national funding is. Most of the funding that comes is of that nature, annual, and will continue to be. But I think for some particular projects, it's something that more long-term funding would be helpful for. But in terms of the €38 million that this accounts for, the vast majority of it, I think, will by its nature continue to be recurrent annual funding.
Lidl has announced the creation of new jobs in Donegal. 16 additional roles are to be created in the county, as well as an investment of €392,000 in pay increases in Donegal. All Lidl employees in the county will benefit from an average pay increase of 7.5% from March the 1st. Members of the trade union FORSA are calling on Donegal County Council to highlight the need for an independent job evaluation scheme. Union members gathered at Donegal County Council offices today to send a strong message to the local government management agency to establish the extent to which people are taking on additional duties. National Secretary for FORSA, Richie Crothers, says staff simply want recognition for the work they're doing.
We've used Valentine's Day to highlight the fact that local government is in difficulty. We've seen a hollowing out of local government services over the last decade or so, strip local authorities and local communities of democratic power. Ireland now has the worst level of local representation and the weakest form of local government across any country in Europe. And we are very concerned about it because obviously local government represents the greatest interrelationship between the citizen and the state, and we think that has to be protected and strengthened. We argue that figures tell us that since the financial crisis, 10,000 council jobs were lost across the country. Services continued to be maintained and delivered because staff had taken on additional responsibilities above their pay grades in the public sector and specifically in the local authority sector. This sector suffered the greatest reduction in numbers of employees during the austerity years, and clearly we've got significant grade drift to that situation. We paused the campaign during the COVID times, but now local government workers are sick to the back teeth of being treated unfairly and inequitably. This sector used to be the employer of choice in the public sector. That's no longer the case. And essentially what we're doing today is standing up for local services and local government workers and saying enough is enough.
A further bid to restore Stormont has failed today. It means an organ donation law cannot be enacted. The father of a young boy whose story has spearheaded the proposed law in Northern Ireland is vowing to take their battle to get it enacted in Westminster. In Belfast, the former Health Minister Robin Swan said he'd prefer it to be acted on locally.
Our former First Minister was right. We've seen the Secretary of State and we've seen Westminster act at pace on many other pieces of legislation in regards to this. This should not be a stumbling block to him or to Westminster. I would prefer personally that it was done in this chamber in the spirit that this legislation was brought forward.
Contracts for the design and development of the Letterkenny 2040 Strategic Urban Regeneration Site have been signed. This major regeneration project will see the development of an innovation centre and business centre close to the Letterkenny Council offices. The Chief Executive of Donegal County Council, John McLaughlin, says the Alpha Innovation Centre is an important project which aims to foster collaboration and innovation in the enterprise ecosystem and drive entrepreneurship activity across the Northwest region. At least one person a week seeks treatment for cannabis addiction in Donegal. An adolescent addiction psychiatrist has issued a stark warning that there is a growing normalisation of the use of the drug. Between 2017 and 2021, 330 people presented for cannabis addiction treatment in Donegal. Dr. Bobby Smith says the number of people developing a cannabis addiction is increasing.
There is this growing normalisation and acceptance of cannabis use. That really worries me as a doctor because I see the ugly side of cannabis. I see the damage it can do. There's over one person a week seeking out addiction treatment for a cannabis problem in County Donegal over the last 5 years, and that the numbers seeking treatment have doubled over the last 10 years. And we'd estimate that about maybe one in five people who use cannabis regularly will develop an addiction upon it. And then some of those will eventually seek out treatment. So it's the tip of the iceberg, I suppose, but an indication of the fact that it is genuinely causing problems for some people. And it's not a drug to have a casual attitude towards.
Well, every aspect of drug use will be discussed at a Citizens' Assembly in April. Ministers approved the move at Cabinet earlier. It will look at best international practice and take into consideration the lived experiences of people impacted by drug use, as well as their families and communities. Decriminalisation is also expected to feature. Minister of State for Public Health, Hildegard Nocton, says it's just one aspect that is likely to feature.
Absolutely, the terms of reference are open enough and wide enough to enable the Citizens' Assembly to be able to discuss every single aspect of drug use and how it impacts society. And that's why I think we need to hear from drug users themselves, those who are in recovery, families, those who deal day in, day out with people who use drugs.
Gardaí have renewed an appeal for information after two cars were set on fire in Lifford and Killigordon last week. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Just before 1:45 on Wednesday morning last, a car was set alight in a driveway in St Jude's Court in Lifford. The fire also spread to the roof area of the house. There were no injuries. Gardaí are appealing for information and dashcam footage and are particularly interested in any sightings of two males who were in the area on foot shortly before 12:30 a.m. In Balbuffet, a black Renault Clio registration 06DL12855 was stolen from Glenview Park on the Donegal Road sometime after 8 p.m. It was later found on fire at Burnrock Killigordon at 10:30 and was completely destroyed.
Meanwhile, extra Garda patrols are to be carried out in Letterkenny in a bid to alleviate concerns over antisocial behaviour in the town. There have been reports of groups of young people causing issues in various parts of Letterkenny. Garda Sean Sweeney is urging anyone who encounters antisocial behaviour to come forward.
We've seen a lot of reports recently in relation to this, involving a group of youths at various locations in Letterkenny. So we want to reassure the public that each matter is reported to us will be fully investigated. And we advise anybody who's subject to this type of antisocial behaviour, please report to it without delay. So additional patrols take place at these various locations that have been brought to our attention, and we are looking into matters.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Recover from the toughest sessions with foam rollers and massage guns, or find your flow with the latest yoga mats and blocks in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with local soccer, and St Michael's AFC are set to travel to Inishowen to take on Buncrana Hearts. That's in the FAA Junior Cup quarter final. Buncrana Hearts, they defeated Salthill Devon in the sixth round. Well, they'll host the Tipperary and Southern District League outfit in the last eight, with an away tie for the winners in the semi-final. Quarter-final ties are due to be played on the weekend on the 5th of March. The draw was completed at FAI HQ in Abbottstown today by FAI referee Rob Hennessy and competitions manager Fran Gavin, with the FAI Junior Cup final scheduled for Sunday, April the 30th. Cross-channel Spurs, they will be looking to put a horror result at the weekend behind them tonight. They take on AC Milan in the first leg of their Champions League last 16 tie, coming off the back of a 4-1 Premier League loss to Leicester on Saturday. Spurs will be without midfielder Bentancur after he was ruled out for up to 6 months yesterday with a knee issue. Kick-off at the San Siro is 8 o'clock. At the same time, PSG, they host Bayern Munich. In the Championship, there's also six ties down for decision tonight. The leaders, Burnley, they host Watford. Birmingham play Cardiff. Coventry, they're up against Millwall. Norwich play Hull. Queen's Park Rangers play Sunderland. And Reading play Rotherham. And there's a full fixture list in the Irish Premiership where the leaders, Larne, they're away to Dungannon Swifts. Second place, Cliftonville, they're at home to Portadown, who are bottom of the table. Elsewhere, it's Carrick Rangers up against Ballymena. Coleraine play Newry. Glenavon play Crusaders and Glentoran, they host Linfield. In the first division, among the ties tonight, Derrickview, they're at home to Ballinamallard, and Institute play Newington. All those games kick off at 7:45. In other news, Liverpool have called on UEFA to fully enact all recommendations to improve spectator safety. That's following the chaos of last year's Champions League final in Paris. An independent report found failings by European football's governing body and French authorities almost led to a mass fatality catastrophe. That's before the game with Real Madrid. Elsewhere, Jesse Marsh is in line for a swift return to football. The American was sacked by Leeds last week, but he now looks set to take over as Southampton boss. It's understood Marsh is now on the verge of succeeding Nathan Jones at St Mary's. And Lee Mason has been dropped from the VAR duties for this weekend's Premier League matches. He failed to spot an offside in the build-up to Brentford's equaliser against Arsenal last weekend. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola, he's apologised to Steven Gerrard after references his infamous slip against Chelsea. He mentioned the former Liverpool's captain's error, which happened during the 2014 title race that City went on to win while defending the club against financial allegations last week. Guardiola said he's ashamed to have brought Gerrard into the debate. And the agent of former Newcastle and Everton footballer Christian Atsu says the 31-year-old is still missing after the earthquake in Turkey last week. The Hatsaspor winger was at home in Antigua during the earthquake. In Gaelic games, Allianz Insurance have been unveiled as the new sponsors of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. The three-year deal also sees Allianz become an official sponsor of the Camogie Association and official sponsor of the GAA Museum at Croke Park. Allianz already sponsors the National Football League. In snooker, Cork's Aaron Hull is safely through to the last 32 at the Welsh Open. He beat Hamad Mia by 4-2 to advance today. Antrim native Jordan Brown, who's a past champion at the event, plays Julian Leclerc this evening. And in cricket, there's just one game at the Women's T20 World Cup in South Africa today. Australia, who were beaten by Ireland in a warm-up match last week, they play Bangladesh. That game has just got underway. And finally, for this evening in boxing, Chris Eubank Jr. says he's activated his rematch clause with Liam Smith. He was beaten in their middleweight boxing fight in Manchester last month after being stopped in the fourth round. And Great Britain will not participate in next month's Women's World Boxing Championships in India. They say the decision has been reached due to concerns about the participation of Russian athletes under their national flag and uncertainty about the future of boxing's place on the Olympic programme. The IABA announced last week they would boycott this year's men's and women's championships. That's your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, books of condolences for the victims of the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria have been opened in Donegal. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Liam Blaney, has opened books of condolences at the County House in Lifford and the Public Services Centre in Letterkenny. Councillor Blaney says thoughts and prayers are with those who have lost their lives and their loved ones, those affected by the widespread devastation, and all those who are working tirelessly to help those affected. A spotlight on the border was one of the few positives of Brexit. That's according to the head of the Atlantic Technological University's Letterkenny campus, Paul Hannigan, who was a panellist at last evening's Donegal People's Assembly. He says it was an informative event which brought important issues to light for how Ireland may look in 25 years.
And I think what we had was a very open discussion about what Ireland might look like in 20, 25 years' time and how we can contribute to having a better place to live in over that time. All of us were actually giving, you know, our own experiences of cross-border collaboration and issues that worked and issues that didn't and how we'd see those developing over time, but really trying to look forward to a vision for Ireland as such. And there's a really strong participation from the audience at the event, and it was I think really informative and really enjoyable event.
And you were particularly focused on the issue of Brexit.
But I think I've always said, you know, while there was very little positive coming out of Brexit, one positive from our perspective specifically in higher education was that it brought the focus back on the border and that it's allowed us to develop the Northwest Tertiary Education Cluster at the University of Ulster, Northwest Regional College and Donegal ETB, and we're working very closely together to move things forward. And because there's political focus back in the border, people are taking more notice of what we're doing and how we're trying to do it. And we're examining more funding sources as to how we support the activity that we're involved in and looking forward as to how we grow that over a period of time. So from that perspective, it was important just to get those points out so that people could see the issues that we're trying to engage with on a day-to-day basis and be aware of the activity that's ongoing.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are on the hunt for a man following a burglary at a business premises in the town in the early hours of Friday morning last. The front door of the property at Glenview Business Park was smashed and entry gained at around 20 past three on Friday morning. It's believed an attempt was made to open a number of cabinets inside, but nothing was reported stolen. Garda Sean Sweeney says they are particularly interested in any sightings of a man seen in the area.
This occurred at the business premises in the Glenview Business Park in the Mountaintop. So on Friday the 10th of February at approximately 3:20 a.m. the front door of the premises smashed and entries gained. Believe an attempt had been made to open a number of cabinets, but they weren't successful and nothing was stolen. So we're particularly interested in any sightings of a male in the area who was on foot, who's wearing jeans, a trench coat, a beanie cap and a face mask. So we asked if anybody travelling the road between the hospital and Mountaintop between 3 and 4am who's dashcam footage to make it available to us.
The Minister of State for Integration has dismissed suggestions to set up a state agency to acquire private accommodation for refugees. Joe O'Brien says he's optimistic the country can accommodate the majority of those fleeing the war in Ukraine and international protection in the coming months. That's despite expectations a number of hotels will not renew state contracts as the tourism season gets into full swing. Minister O'Brien, though, doesn't believe a new state agency is needed to buy private buildings.
I wish that was a new idea. I wish there was something that we hadn't looked at, but we're doing that directly through the department and actually through that refurbishment stream as well in the Department of Housing. I'm open to new ideas and new suggestions about how we find more accommodation, but we're doing what he's suggested. Maybe not setting up the specific agency, but I'm not sure how setting up a new agency would speed things up at the moment.
Weather now largely dry for the rest of today with isolated showers. Dry at first tonight, but rain will develop in parts with lowest temperatures overnight of 4 to 6 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Transport Minister Eamon Ryan is being urged to engage with Emerald Airlines to ensure the cancellation of flights from Donegal Airport ceases. The service to Dublin did not go ahead on 12 occasions within 12 days. Lidl has announced the creation of new jobs in Donegal. The 16 additional roles are to be created in the county, as well as an investment of €392,000 in pay increases in Donegal. Significant works are expected to be carried out on Donegal roads this year. It follows an investment of almost €38 million for regional and local roads in 2023. An extra guard of patrols are to be carried out in Letterkenny in a bid to alleviate concerns over antisocial behaviour in the town. There have been reports of groups of young people causing issues in various parts of Letterkenny. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, February the 14th. The death has occurred of Mary Doherty, Nae McGinty, Carrick McGrath, Ballybofey. Remains reposing at her late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sheshe O'Neill at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice directly or care of any family member. The death has taken place of Rosemary Malloy, McGillion, 2 Orchard Street, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:55 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Frederick David Russell, Cavan Upper, Killigordon. Remains reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving his late residence tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 for service of thanksgiving in Stranorla Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the Church of Arnon Churchyard, Stranorla. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Donegal Down Syndrome Association directly or care of any family member. The house is private to family and close friends only, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Tony Horner, 70, Summerhill, Prehen, Derry, reposing at his late home, with family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Fiona from his late home tomorrow morning at 9:15 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Longtire, Derry, followed by interment in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations if wished in lieu to Marie Curie, Kev McLaughlin Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Michelle Harton, 108 Woodbrook Derry. Michelle's remains are reposing at her late residence. Fiona from there tomorrow morning at 9:45, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning. Strictly family flowers only at the request of the deceased. And the death has occurred of Siobhan McBride, Ne Gallagher, Glasgow and Nocca Stoller and Mina Niller Gidor. Her remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home Derrybeg this evening from 5:30 until rosary at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Chapel Derrybeg, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.